Thank you for tuning in this morning to hear Brother Tommy Ledford with The Truth Ministries. Listen every Sunday morning for his weekly message and follow him on the web at www.thetruthministries.us.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the radio broadcast again this week. This is David Clark coming to you live from Jacksonville, Florida. It's so good to be with you all again. I'm filling in here for Brother Tommy Ledford. And we're just glad to be here on this nice, cool, brisk Sunday morning. And I'll tell you, I've been away in the mountains in Tennessee for a week for a ministry retreat. And I was so delighted to come back and feel like it was fall in Florida. It didn't feel like that when I left. It was 88 degrees. And I'm so thankful for this wonderful, beautiful weather the Lord's given us. So we're going to get right into the Word today. And so we want to be reading from the book of Psalms. I'm going to read several different scriptures here, so just bear with me. The book of Psalms, chapter 40, I want to talk about our testimony today. We want to talk about our testimony. Do you have one? Think about that for a second. Do you have a testimony? Now, what is a testimony? A testimony is an example of something that's happened in your life. You know, in the church, we say, does anybody want to stand up and testify? My pastor used to say, does anybody want to brag on Jesus? He'd say that because it's dangerous to give someone the floor in the church nowadays because they want to brag on the devil and everything that's wrong with them and everything like that. But we want to give credit and thanks to the Lord for all he's done. Do you have a testimony today? Has Jesus done anything in your life? Now, a lot of folks will tell you, yes, I'm saved. Yes, I go to church. Yes, I'm a good person. But then you start asking them questions, things like, well, when did you get saved? And where were you when you got saved? What was the date? Do you know when you were born again? Do you have a testimony? You start asking questions and then people get kind of squirmy on you and don't want to, you know, really talk to you anymore. But I believe that when we're born again, whenever a person is regenerated in the faith, we will have a testimony. We will have a story we can share with others. You know, the Bible says they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and the word of their testimony. It's so important and vital today that you and I know our testimony. We know where we came from and we know what the Lord has done for us. We know that Jesus made a difference in our life. It's not something that we could have done for ourselves. We have to give credit and thanks to God. Now, do you have a testimony today? I want you to think about it as we're going through these scriptures. I want you to think about what the Lord has done for you in your life. Psalms 40 in verse number 2 says, He brought me up also out of a horrible pit. This is one of my favorite verses. Brought me up also out of a horrible pit, out of the miry clay, and set my feet upon a rock, and established my goings. And he hath put a new song in my mouth, even praise unto our God. Many shall see it and fear and shall trust in the Lord. Blessed is that man that maketh the Lord his trust and respecteth not the proud, nor such as turn aside to lies. Many, O Lord, my God, are the wonderful works which thou hast done, and thy thoughts which are to usward. They cannot be reckoned up in order to unto thee. If I would declare and speak of them, they are more than can be numbered. David's talking here about the goodness of the Lord, and he's reflecting back on the things that God has done for him. That first verse in 40 there, I didn't read it, but I'm going to tell you, says, I waited patiently for the Lord, and he inclined unto me, and he heard my cry. David reflecting, a lot of the times in the book of Psalms, you'll find that David, he talks about the goodness of God, and he does it in a way that you know that he is encouraging himself. David is using his past experiences and he's using the things that God has done for him in the past to encourage himself, to build his faith up. Because when times get bad, David would go back to what God had done for him in the past. You know, in our testimony, that's what we use it for. That's what it is. A testimony of the saint. It is a record that we keep that reminds us what God has done for us in the past. Because sometimes when we're in places where it's dry or when it's dark or where we have unbelief or we have doubt, we go back to that testimony and we say, well, I don't know what God's trying to do in me now, but I remember what God has done for me yesterday. And I remember where I was when God found me in that miry clay David's talking about. I remember where I was and what I was going through when God pulled me out and he changed me and he made me a new creature in Christ. And that faith that arises in us when we recognize what God has done for us in the past and when we remember where he's brought us from, it starts to witness to us and minister to us, and we can encourage ourselves in the Lord. That testimony is powerful. I want to ask you this morning, do you have a testimony? Do you have a testimony today? Do you know what God has done for you in your life? Now, if we're saved this morning, if you've been born again, you've got a testimony. David said here, listen to what he said. He brought me up also out of a horrible pit. Has anybody been in a horrible pit before? Out of the miry clay. And set my feet upon a rock and established my goings. I testify often at my home church. There's a song that I like to sing. That's my testimony. It says, he lifted me out of the deep miry clay. He planted my feet on a heavenly way. I'll tell it wherever I go, and I want the whole world to know I'm glad that he loved me so and he lifted me out. It tells the testimony of what God has done in my life, because friends, I was the lowest of low. I was the chiefest, as Paul said, of sinners. I was beneath the bottom. Everyone else thinks that they're just such rank sinners. Well, I was a rank sinner, friend. I was below the bottom. But when Jesus passed by my way on a Sunday night in a revival service, I was on the front pew, turned around, made an altar there. I made my way up that aisle to that altar. And I remember, I tell everybody, the night I got saved as a backslider, I remember what the church looked like. I remember what the fabric on that pew smelled like. I remember who was singing. I remember who was gathered around me. It was a life-changing experience in my life. And I'll never forget it to the day that I die, the night that Jesus lifted me out. Now, why is that important? Because today I look back on my life and I say, God, if it had not been for your mercy, if it had not been for your grace, if you had not made the difference in my life, friend, this morning I'd be a wretch. I'd be undone, probably in hell somewhere, except for the mercy and the grace of God. The testimony of what God has done in the life of a believer, it gives us hope. It gives us encouragement. It drives us forward to work on and to press on, especially in the life of a minister, especially in the life of someone that's working for the kingdom of God. Looking back on your testimony, looking back at what God has done for you, it'll encourage you, friend. Do you have a testimony today? Do you have a story? Do you have an experience with God that you can pull from the file and you can say, listen, I remember on this day and this day how God came through for me in a mighty way. Your testimony is powerful. Your testimony, it has authority in it. Why? Because the same thing that God did for you yesterday, God said he's the same yesterday, today, and forever. And he never changes. And if he saved you, he'll keep you. And if he keeps you, he'll push you forward. And if he calls you, he's going to complete the work in you. Listen to me, friend. Your testimony is of the utmost value in your life. You can't afford to forget. You can't afford afford to lose your testimony. You've got to remember. I want to ask somebody today, have you been through a dark place recently? Have you been through a dry place recently? Has the devil tormented your mind recently? Has it felt like that you just can't get through when you pray? Has it felt like the heavens are closed up? Ever felt like you pray and it goes up to the ceiling and it bounces back off? I want you to remember this morning. I want you to remember what God has done for you. Think about the times that he's brought you out. I feel the Holy Ghost this morning in this booth. Feel like God wants to remind somebody that remember the things that he has done for you. I want to read this scripture over in the book of Samuel, 1 Samuel 12 and 24. I've read this many times, but I love it. Listen to me. It says, only fear the Lord and serve him in truth with all your heart. Why? For consider how great things he has done for you. Listen to me, friend. The Lord has been so good. He's been so faithful, and we owe him all the praise. Listen to me. Think about the times that you were at the bottom and God came by and he lifted you out. Think about the times whenever you were undone and you were miserable and God came through in the nick of time. Think about the times when the bills were due and that out of nowhere God sent somebody. Out of nowhere groceries appeared on the table. Out of nowhere just in the nick of time, he was faithful as he always was. Do you have a testimony this morning? I'm telling you, if you'll reach back in those memory books and pull out all the times and reflect on all the times that God's come through for you, it does something to the heart of a believer. God, I don't know where I am right now. I don't know what you're doing in me right now, but I know one thing for certain, that you were with me in times gone by. You were with me in times when I had no hope, when I had no friends. You were there with me all the while. And I know that if you've done it for me once, your word says that you'll never change. You'll be the same yesterday and today and forever. And my God, friend, if he's delivered you one time, he'll deliver you again. Don't get down this morning. Don't give up this morning. Look up to the hills from whence cometh your help. And remember that God is a faithful God. Listen, even when I've not been faithful, God's been faithful. Even when I've not deserved him, God's been faithful. There's never been a time in my life when I've not looked up to heaven and called on him for help that he did not send the blessed Holy Ghost, and he restored me, and he healed me, and he delivered me, and he ministered to my heart. He's faithful this morning. I want to ask you, do you have a testimony? Do you have a time that you can recall in your life that God's done anything for you? I want to remind somebody this morning that the word of God is true. And the Bible says that he's no respecter of persons. If he done something for somebody else, he'll do it for you today. If God's healed somebody else of an infirmity, he'll heal you this morning. If you're sick in your body, God's a healer. We were just in a meeting last week. Someone went to the front. I read the testimony. I was there when it happened. I watched it take place. Somebody with heart trouble. And I won't steal their testimony. I'll let them tell it. But they went up for a prayer. And the Holy Ghost got to move it in that place. And a healing took place in the life of that sister. And I'm telling you, she's different this morning. God still heals. And he still delivers. God still works miracles. God is still moving in this last day. Because his word says he will never change, friend. I know there's a lot of voices and a lot of people saying a lot of things. There's a lot of folks saying that the Holy Ghost has departed and that God doesn't work miracles anymore. But I want to remind you that God said his word is forever. And the things that God, he said, in the last days, I'll pour out of my spirit on all flesh. He said, listen, he told those disciples, he said, these signs shall follow them that believe. They'll lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. Why are we talking about this today? Do you have a testimony of a time in your life when God's come through? I want you to remind yourself this morning. Go ahead and think about it while you're listening to me. Think about a time whenever God's come on the scene in the nick of time. Think about a time whenever you prayed, nobody else knew what was on your heart, but you cried out to God and He answered you as only He can. Friend, He'll do the same for you today in the situation that you're in the current turmoil. Preacher, He'll do it in the season that you're in. Maybe you're not seeing a harvest. Maybe you're not seeing the results of the word. Maybe you feel like God's not blessing and He's not listening. Maybe you feel like today that God's not opening doors. Maybe you're sick in your body. Maybe you need financial help. Maybe the Lord is just not working as you think He should in your life. I want to remind you that He never changes today. God is faithful and He's just and He is no respecter of persons. Let me turn over here to Psalms. Psalms 107. Let's read this together. Psalms 107. Let's begin reading in verse number 2. Psalms 107 and 2. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so, whom He hath redeemed from the hand of the enemy, and gathered them out of the lands from the east and from the west, from the north and from the south. They wandered in the wilderness in a solitary way. They found no city to dwell in. Hungry and thirsty, their soul fainted in them. They cried unto the Lord in their trouble, and He delivered them out of their distresses. And He led them forth by the right way, that they might go to a city of habitation. All that men, listen to me, all that men would praise the Lord for His goodness and for His wonderful works to the children of men. Do you know what blesses me more than anything? When I see somebody that I know has been going through it. I know personally that they've been fighting hell tooth and nail. I know that the enemy's come against their soul. I know that they've been fighting things in their mind, in their body, fighting on the job, fighting in the church, fighting spiritually, physically, all that. And they stand up in a worship service and they say, "Preacher, I just want to give thanks to God for His goodness towards me. I just want to thank God for the blessings that He's bestowed upon me." How in the world can someone do such a thing? How in the world can somebody look up at a congregation and say, "Listen, you don't know what I'm going through right now, but it doesn't matter because I serve a God that is faithful in the worst seasons of my life. I serve a God that's going to bring me out, and I know He will because He's done it before." Listen to what He said here. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so, whom He hath redeemed from the hand of the enemy. Has anybody redeemed this morning? Has anybody saved this morning? Listen to me. We got to share the word of God. We got to share what He's done for us. Somebody is waiting to hear the testimony of the saint. Somebody is hanging by a thread. Someone's faith is in the balance. Someone is just needing to hear some encouragement today, and your testimony could be the thing that brings them back in the boat. Your testimony could be the thing that raises up their faith and helps them to believe and helps them to be reminded of what God has done. Your testimony could be the difference in life or death for someone this morning. Do you know what God has done for you? Do you know what He's done in your life? I tell you, I begin to think about the things that God has done for me, and I can't hardly stand it. I can't hardly contain myself. Why? Because I don't deserve the goodness of God. I don't deserve God's faithfulness, but He's faithful to me anyways. I don't deserve His blessings, but He blesses me anyways because He's good and He's loving and He's just and He's our Father today. Do you know where He's brought you from? Do you remember what you were before God saved you? We've got something to thank God for today. We've got something to lift our heads up for today. You say, "Well, brother, it looks bad. The doctor's report is bad. You know, the accountant's report is bad. The lawyers don't have anything good to say. The situation is grim." But friend, God is good. God is faithful, and He'll never leave us or forsake us. Listen, David said, "I'm young. I've been young. Now I'm old, but I've never seen the righteous forsaken or his seed begging for bread." He won't ever leave us or forsake us, friend. Just remember what He's done for you. Just remember. Think about it this morning. Think about the things that God has done for you. Where has he brought you from? How bad was it when God intervened in the nick of time? How desperate were you when God showed up and out of nowhere just like that? How quickly we forget the things that he's done. How quickly we forget when God has delivered and set us free. Let's turn over to the book of Ephesians. I've got some verses here I want to read. One of my favorite passages of scripture. I got a lot of favorites, but this is one of my top favorites. Ephesians chapter 2, it says in verse number 1, "And you hath he quickened who were dead in trespasses." Oh, that's a testimony right there. You were dead in trespasses, wherein in the time past you walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience. Listen to me. Let's read on here. Turn the page. "Among whom also we all had our conversation in times past, in the lust of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature the children of wrath, even as others, but God." Listen to those words. "But God, who is rich in mercy, for his great love wherewith he loved us, even when we were dead in sins, hath quickened us together with Christ. By grace ye are saved, and hath raised us up together, and made us to sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, that in the ages to come he might show the exceeding riches of his grace in his kindness towards us through Christ Jesus. For by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God." Listen, I'm going to read on. "Not of works, lest any man should boast, for we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them, ye being in time past Gentiles in the flesh." Or wherefore, verse 11, "Wherefore remember that ye being in times past Gentiles in the flesh, who are called uncircumcision by that which is called the circumcision in the flesh made by hands, that at that time ye were without Christ." I was there, friend, "being aliens from the commonwealth of Israel and strangers from the covenants of the promise, having no hope and without God in the world." Have you been there? Listen, "but now in Christ Jesus, ye who sometimes were far off are made nigh by the blood of Christ. For he is our peace, who hath made both one and hath broken down the middle wall of partition between us, having abolished in his flesh the enmity, even the law of commandments contained in ordinances, for to make in himself of twain one new man, so making peace, and that he might reconcile," listen, "both unto God in one body by the cross, having slain the enmity thereby, and came and preached peace to you which were afar off and to them which were nigh, for through him we both have access by one Spirit unto the Father." My God, that was 18 verses of testimony of what Jesus has done for us. That was 18 verses that testified to me to say that God went to great lengths. He gave everything to reconcile us back to him. We were afar off. David called it the miry clay. David called it a horrible pit. We were separated from God by our sins, but Jesus came that we might have life and have it more abundantly. I want to ask you this morning, do you know your testimony? Do you know what God has done in your life? Can you recall the times that he's been faithful? Can you recall where he's brought you from? Friend, lest we forget, we need to remind ourselves. We need to share our testimony. We need to tell others what God has done for us. Well, brother, I don't always feel like talking to people. Well, I don't always feel like whatever. When in the Bible did Jesus ever say it depended on what he felt like? When did he ever say that the ministry of the gospel hinged on how he felt when he woke up that morning? My friends, you and I, oh God, the praise and the glory. glory for all that he's done for us. Let's lift up our voices to him in praise and adoration for the goodness that he's bestowed upon us. Listen, it's not just because God's been good to you that you ought to share that. It's because somebody else needs to hear it. Somebody else needs to know. I love hearing testimonies of how God families were destitute and had nothing, and then out of nowhere they prayed and God just blessed them with groceries. I love to hear about how someone was battling different types of sicknesses and the church laid hands on them and they were made whole instantly. I love to hear about the miraculous, but listen, I don't know any other testimony better than I know my own testimony, and I gotta share it. I gotta tell it. I gotta give credit to God. I got to give glory and honor to God because, number one, he's worthy. And number two, because this world needs to know that Jesus is still a deliverer. He's still a prayer answering God. Listen to me. We owe him everything today. We owe Jesus all the praise, all the glory. It'll encourage you and bless you if you will just recall the goodness of God in your life. Encourage yourself in the Lord today. Are you down? Are you heavy laden? Do you need a touch from God this morning? Well, all it requires of us is to reach up by faith and to take hold of the promise of God. Lord, I know you've been faithful to me in times past. I know, God, that you've healed me before. I know that you've made a way for so-and-so before. I've seen your hand at work, and God, I know you're faithful. Quote these scriptures. Read them to yourself. Get them in your mind this morning. The greatness and the mercy of God. How good and how faithful that he is. Now here's something else I want to tell you. I didn't plan to say this. But tell others your testimony. Share your testimony. And then when you get to church, maybe this morning, in a worship service, as my time's coming to an end here, get in a worship service when it's appropriate. Don't be interrupted. Don't be out of order. Listen to me. Share that testimony every time you get a chance. I want you to share it with somebody. Maybe it'll be one-on-one, a conversation. Maybe it's standing up in front of the congregation and say, listen, I want to share what God's done for me. I want someone to know that God's faithfulness endures forever. That his mercy endureth forever. I want you to know. Listen, I got one last one I'm going to share with you this morning. I brought this to share on the program. A lot of y'all know this story. But as we're talking about testifying, I want to share mine with you to help somebody that needs encouragement. 2 years ago, my son was facing back surgery. And I'm going to share this testimony for my brother and his daughter, Gracie, this morning. 2 years ago, my son was facing back surgery. He had a horrible curvature in his spine, and it looked something like that. That's his actual x-ray. Had a curvature in his spine, and the doctors wanted to do surgery on his back. They was going to put rods in there. They was going to have to surgically straighten his back, and it was going to be a process over a year or two, where every couple of months they had to go back in and tighten him up and straighten his back up. Well, that was in October, and we prayed and we called on the prayers of the church, and we had him anointed and prayed for. We went back in July. He was supposed to have surgery in July. We went to his pre-op appointment. They x-rayed him again. The surgeon came in the room and said, Mr. Clark, I don't have any explanation, but your son's back is completely straight. Now, I knew there was going to be some that was going to doubt that this morning, so I brought the x-rays to show here on the live stream so you could see the difference in the spine, the before and the after, how God has changed and he's healed, and they canceled his surgery. Why am I saying all that? Because I got a little niece this morning that's facing the same situation, same condition. And I know that mama and daddy's heart has got to be probably over. Now, they're Christians. They believe in the power of God. But I want to share that testimony. And we're going to bind together in prayer. I want to encourage everybody today that God's a healer. And he's going to heal. We're going to pray for Gracie. We're going to pray for her healing.
Thank you again for tuning in this morning to hear Brother Tommy Ledford. Please follow on the web at www.thetruthministries.us, where you can get information about their prison ministry, tent meetings, and preaching points. Thank you, and God bless you.